Saturday, a game that you really dominated throughout and come up a little short of there at the end, 28-27 to Yale. Just as you've gone back and looked at it, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, that's about it. I mean, played really well for 58 minutes and really dominated the game. Awful proud both sides of the ball. We moved the ball. The disappointing part is, you know, we were down there and, you know, we had to attempt 4 field goals actually down there and made 2 and missed 2. You know, and that's part of the difference in the game. You know, you can't settle for field goals down there. But obviously, you know, we were down there quite a bit. Defensively, we were playing really well. You know, they didn't run for hardly anything against us. You know, we were getting after the quarterback pretty good. We were playing really good football. And, you know, even down to, you know, about 4 minutes ago in the game, we actually had it down there again. You know, get a little bit of a penalty to set us back and then throw one in the end zone and we drop it. You know, if we convert there, it's 33-14 with probably under 4 minutes to go, and that's ball game. But, you know, we did, and then we miss a field goal on that drive, and they take it down and give them a lot of credit. Their quarterback's an excellent player, and he made some tough throws. They converted on the first drive, a 4th and 12. You know, we had a pick, and we got a pass interference on it. We had another opportunity for a pick and didn't come up with it. You know, and they converted a couple big 4th down and longs and, you know, good throws, good catches, and executed a fantastic onside kick. And, you know, before you know it, you're a little stunned because, you know, you're probably one catch away from, you know, a 33-14 game. And then we're sitting here, you know, a 28-27 loss. It's a hard one, no question. But, you know, our guys are resilient. They'll come back. And we went out yesterday, and they're excited to play this week, and they're all bought in. So we'll prepare and get ready for an excellent Delaware team.
Yeah, maybe a question, Q, if you'll get that for us. Tamika?
You have a question from the line of John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach Huseman, I wanted to ask you about that, recovering that confidence. Is that difficult for a group like this that's been sort of up and down so far this season? How do you sort of gauge their temperature?
Well, you know, they were good yesterday. That's all I know. You know, quiet in the meeting, but when we went outside, you know, they were excited to be out there, which is a good thing. You know, nobody's dragging. You know, they watched the film. You know, they, you know, Yale's got a good football team, and you know, we, you know, one play, you know, one play here, one play there, one stop, something. You know, and we're feeling a lot better about ourselves today. But, you know, Yale made a couple plays at the end there, and we didn't, and that's kind of how it ends up.
Hey, Coach, if I could follow up, do you bring up the standings in the CAA, sort of demonstrate that there's a path to where you want to go?
Yes. Yes. I mean, they know. You know, they know we're still involved with a lot. And they're probably, you know, I told them that last night, but I'm sure they figured it out. They're smart kids. Probably already had that figured out, that we're still in the hunt.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Russ, offensively, obviously a great night for Joe Mancuso, 227 yards and 3 touchdowns passing, and then also over 100 yards rushing. Pretty incredible accomplishment. As you've gone back and looked at the film, what impressed you with the way Joe played?
Joe played well. You know, he did a nice job. You know, I know he wishes he'd have a couple more. He missed it. You know, we had a wide-open guy down the middle of the field. He overthrew for a touchdown. You know, there were a couple run reads that if he keeps the ball, probably pretty good gashes there. But he was solid, man. He can throw it. He's a good runner. And we got to continue to run him. You know, I was pleased with what he did in this game.
We've talked a lot about the rushing attack. Obviously, Joe had a big chunk of it, 217 yards on the ground, along with Joe Aaron Dykes. 12 catches or 12 runs for 77 and a couple of catches. Were you pleased the way you were able to be balanced on offense and get that run game going?
Yeah, no question. It helped us out a lot. We were balanced, and you know, we were running the ball really effectively, and that opened up a lot of the stuff in the throw game. We had some guys open, and Joe put it on them. We had some guys make some good catches. We did have a couple drops in there. One I know we overcame. The other one we probably didn't. But I think it was a good day offensively, other than, you know, kicking the field goals. You know, when we get down there, we had the ball, I think, maybe three times inside the 10-yard line and had to kick three field goals in that situation there. So, you know, that always comes back and gets you. You don't think about it at the time. And you just, I kick it. And at the end of the game, you know, it does come back and get you. You know, getting seven instead of three, you know, if you do it just one more time, you win the game. Or you make one more field goal, you win the game. So, but at the time, you know, you're frustrated, but, you know, if you're making your field goals, then you're feeling okay. But it does come back and get you.
When you've gone back and looked at those plays in the red zone, was there any one thing that happened that you were able to put your finger on? Was it just a variety of issues?
Well, the first couple times we tried to, you know, run some inside runs, and they stuffed us pretty good inside. We actually got down there our last touchdown and threw one and got it in the end zone. But, you know, we got to be better, you know, better at knocking people off the ball and just pounding it when we need to pound it. But, you know, give Yale some credit. They did a nice job of stuffing the inside stuff. But we did get one. The last score we had was in the red zone and got it in there. Offensively, we moved the ball well, and realistically, 27 points should have been enough, and obviously it wasn't.
Defensively, you take away the two late touchdowns, you hold them to two touchdowns most of the way, only 316 overall and 67 yards on the ground. What were you able to do defensively to slow them down in the ground game? And until the last couple minutes, did you feel like you had done a pretty good job on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I thought we did an excellent job. You know, Yale had been moving the ball really well. They've got two excellent running backs. They're huge up front. Their quarterback's a really good player. Their wideouts are good. We were a little nervous going in. You know, their first touchdown, you know, they got a long run on us, and we probably missed about six tackles on that one. And then they actually on third down had to throw it to get it in from the 1 yard line. And then the second touchdown, you know, we got them third and three. It's 27-7, and they actually snap the ball early and don't block our two defensive ends. And he gets out, scrambles. Somehow gets out of there and scrambles and throws a 25-yard pass, you know, and then they hit a pass for a touchdown the next play. So, you know, those things they come back and get you, but we had a chance to at 27-7 to stop them and didn't get off the field at that point in time. But even then, it was, you know, it stayed 27-14 for a long time. We were getting three and outs. We had five opportunities for interceptions and dropped them all. That would have been game changers. You have to come up with those things. And five dropped interceptions is not something that they're pass breakups and probably forced them to punt. But we would have had really good field position and maybe could have put that game away. To a point where there was no chance for him to come back. But, you know, our kids play hard, Rob. They want to win. They want to play well. I think we're athletic on both sides of the ball. Love our kids. They're excited to keep playing, and they're with us and bought in. And we'll regroup and come back, and hopefully we'll play well this week.
Certainly a big challenge for your team this week as you head on the road to a Delaware team coming off a nice win on Saturday as you've started to study the Blue Hens. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
That's a big win for them. They beat a good football team in a snobber knocker, man. You know, Delaware is, they're physical. You know, they want to pound you. They want to establish the run. They've got excellent backs. They're huge up front. They just leaned on New Hampshire. You know, New Hampshire's a good football team, and they fight and battle and claw. And it was a typical, you know, pretty typical CAA New Hampshire Delaware game. And Delaware's going to have confidence coming into this thing with a big win there. They play well. Delaware always plays well at home. They're extremely well coached. I think Danny Rocco is one of the best coaches out there, and so we have to play extremely well and practice and prepare well this week to give ourselves a chance.
All right, Russ. Thanks as always taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob. See you.